you're six games into the season. You've got enough of a body of work for your own resume here to look at. How pleased are you with the way your team is progressing from where you were at the beginning of camp to the beginning of the year to where you are now?
Well, it's, you know, every week you come up for air and figure out where you want to get better, where you need to get better. And then, you know, you kind of, you know, identify the things that you need to continue to enhance, but then other things that you need to improve on. And, you know, you go into the game and that, like I said, that's the test. Well, we got a big test on Saturday. So it's hard for me to say right now because this is just such a big game and our focus is all in this game. So, again, better idea after Saturday.
A couple weeks ago, you talked about the art of coaching, when to be patient, learning how to be patient, when to bite your tongue, when to be fiery. It seems like, and players confirm, that you are a little more fiery this year. I think they call it you're cutting loose. The question is this something, you have the pulse of your team better than anybody. Is this something that's intentional that you're doing? Is this just a progression of being comfortable in your skin?
I think this team likes to get coached hard. I do. I think you know, they do. And this is a great team that can get pushed. And you know, I just they respond well. And this is a tough game. There's a lot riding on every game. And we know that. And so, you know, it's my job to bring it every week, every Saturday, and push as hard as I can. But, you know, for the most part, it's thought out beforehand. You know, I'm not just, you know, flying off the handle. Although, I guess every once in a while, I guess I would. But, you know, I think the guys like to see the passion. I think they like to see that part of it. And so it's my job to bring that, and I'm going to continue to do that.
You're more comfortable doing it. Were you ever not?
Well, I think it kind of depends on your team. Yeah, I think it does. I think you got to do the best you can as a leader to lead your team and what your team needs in that game, in that moment, in that year. And you know, my feeling is this is what this team has needed up to this point, and we'll keep identifying it. You know, maybe it'll change tomorrow or whatever. But again, you know, I think that's what you try to figure out as the head coach.
We saw the Kyle around the QB sneak. He kept on that one read play. I'm just wondering if you could also use him in the ways you used Devin last week down in the red zone in the run game, or what difference have you seen between the two that DJ used Devin?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good to see him get that pull. You can see he's capable. And you know, then the next play gets the sneak, like you said. So, you know, if we can add that part to the game, that certainly helps us a lot. And so we're going to keep challenging Kyle as well to do that.
You guys seem to have maybe the most balance I've seen between like gap scheme and zone schemes in that game against Purdue. Is that more of this works against Purdue, or did you maybe stumble upon, we think our offensive line of backs handle the stuff a little better?
I think a little bit of both. You know, we looked hard, obviously, coming off the Maryland game to figure out are we doing the right things for our guys. But then also that was a unique front. It was a five on the ball front, and we had to do what was best. So a little bit of both there. But, you know, when you do well, you have to identify why you did well. And then you got to be accurate with your assumptions.
This season's probably a little bit different than the last two in the way that you approach a game. Obviously, you have a young quarterback and a defense you can rely on to get stops. Now, I guess, how has that changed your approach to the way you manage a game, the decisions you make, and why you make them, when you make them?
Well, you go into the game trying to figure out, you know, you have different keys on offense, on defense, on special teams that you have to work on to get done. I mean, yeah, we identify those, but then you have to look at it holistically of, you know, how are you going to win this game? You know, how do you – and then sometimes you predict it and it kind of goes the way you think, and other times it doesn't. And that's based on what you have in all three phases. So, you know, and then the game changes. You get a feel for how the game's going, and you try to do the best you can to adapt, to come up with these plans for how to put your guys in best position to win the game. And – you know, at halftime, I say all the time, you're going to be winning, losing, or tied. And then you kind of figure it out in the fourth quarter. But this is going to be a four-quarter battle. Always has been, always will be.
Justin Holbrook, WCMH.
I want to go back to Rob's question real quick. Why do you think this is a team that responds well to the way that you've been coaching this season? Kate Stover says this is a team that has scars from the past couple of years. Is it that? What do you think it is that is allowing you to coach them this way?
Yeah, I guess you know, we've all been through a lot together. Yeah, so maybe that's it. But I don't know. I don't have my finger on it. Maybe I'll have an idea after the season. But we're just going to go hard. We know what it takes to win games, you know. So we're going to go attack this thing as hard as we possibly can, and that's what we want. And I know that's what, you know, that's what we all want. That's what the fans want. You know, just to go as hard as we possibly can and swing as hard as we can. And again, that's what we're going to do on Saturday. But it starts with practice today. We got to have a really good, intense practice. We got to be flying around today. I get more worked up for a Tuesday and Wednesday practice, I think I've said that before, than sometimes on Saturday, because it's so important that we do well. So we'll keep swinging, and you know, this is a good group of guys. And like you said, we all have scars, they have scars, and hopefully, you know, the more battles that you're in, the more battle ready you are.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, the regular season is halfway over, but it seems like there's still so much we don't know about your team. I don't know if you have do you kind of agree with that there's still a bit of a mystery, just how good you are, and are your weaknesses truly weaknesses, or are they just, you know, normal steps in development? Probably say the same thing about Penn State.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you probably say it about a lot of teams right now across the country, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I have a good feel for who we are as a team, but now it's time to go play, you know, again in a matchup game, you know, top five matchup. I think we certainly have learned a little bit about, you know, the quarterback. We've learned a little bit about some of the guys who we didn't know early in the season, but our guys, and we have the pen to go write the script of what the season's going to look like, and that's really what matters. So a big part of what you're saying is going to be what happens on Saturday.
Obviously you had a huge win against Notre Dame. This is the second big one. How much does at least having that experience give you confidence, or at least you know kind of where you stand from that game?
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of a barometer, I guess. But that game is so much different than this game. You learn a little bit from every game you play during the season. And that was a very good team. You can see what they did last week. So it certainly does give, you know, some guys who maybe haven't played a lot some confidence, knowing that, you know, we did win that game. And you know, we could have played better and won by more, but we didn't. But we did win the game. So there's kind of that barometer that you use to say, okay, here's what I know playing in a game like that. Here's what I know I got to do if I'm going to improve, because that was a couple weeks ago, and we need to be, you know, much further along than we were at that game.
And we'll wrap things up. Tim May.
Yeah, Tim
May Show.
Yeah, good. Appreciate it, Jerry. I got about 100 questions. I'll only ask two. Dallin Hayden, for example, four running backs. You know, you looked up last week, and he was your guy. You know, my point is, going into a practice like this week where the other three guys were iffy for some reason or another last week, how do you apportion those reps in practice knowing Dallin's ready to go? You know, I know you won't give me all the secrets. And then number two, do you focus more on what his shortcomings are, which look to be, for want of another term, pass pro, you know, he could be a little bit better in that. How do you kind of like manage that in a week like this of this importance?
I think you take a look at how the week goes. I think, like you said, you spread some of the reps around, and then you come up for air at the end of the week and figure out, you know, where guys are at, how they looked in practice, and
like, does he get more reps this week because of that, you think?
I think, you know, the guys who are out will still get, you know, just as many reps as well. I think you'll try to spread those around, and Tony always does a great job of that, which is why I think Dallin was ready to play in the game the way he did, because we do spread those reps around. And I know it's a question every preseason of, you know, how are you going to, you know, spread those reps around? And I always say, well, it's a long season, you know, and so that's kind of what happened there. But Dallin has been getting reps in practice, and so I think that's, you know, give Tony credit for that, getting him ready.
Yeah, seemed to show up on Saturday, right?
I think so, yeah.
And the other thing, with Devin Brayden, you and I, you don't remember this, but I asked you about this like a long time ago, 5 or 6 years ago. When you put something in, you say it's very important, you touched on this a minute ago, to not just have that one play, but to have tangents off of that one play and stuff. And with Devin Brown, does it give you more confidence now? You know, obviously he learned from fumbling at the goal line. Does it give you more confidence now to go to that, you know, like much like Urban did with Tim Tebow, you know, way back when, you know, 2006?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's why we did it, you know, to see what it looks like, put it on the field. You know, it's like one of those things, you just got to do it. And we did it. And, you know, we already worked through one of the issues, you know, and hopefully we're growing from that. But like you said, you know, then you build on it because it is different. It does give you a little bit of a different change of pace. And I liked the look in his eye. I liked his competitiveness. He's got to learn from that mistake. But other than that part of it, you know, I thought he handled the situation well.
Thanks, man.
You got it.